The Wall That Heals is coming to Windsor March 28th through 31st. What it is exactly is a replica, or at least a quarter replica, of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall that is going to be coming again to Windsor starting on March 28th. Joining us here in studio will be, let's see, we got David Kahn, who's the coordinator of the event here. Good afternoon, David.
Good afternoon.
We also have Julia Sutton, who's the commander of the Russian River Veterans of Foreign Wars, correct?
Yes. Thank you for having us.
And, of course, we have our old friend, and I shouldn't say old friend. Because
yeah, thanks. Just,
Claudio Calvo, of course, veterans advocate. Good morning, Claudio.
Good morning, Daniel. Great to be here, man.
Tell me a bit about this wall, because, you know, it kind of slips under the radar for someone who doesn't follow it that kind of closely.
The Vietnam Wall,
David,
was dedicated in Washington, D.C. after the war. Mm-hmm. There are 58,318 names on the wall. The wall in Washington is 750 feet long. It is open 24 hours a day, and numerous people come to see the wall. Probably it's the most recognized museum, as you would call it, in Washington, D.C. And it is really a solemn piece of work.
How special is it to have something like that here in Sonoma County?
So we're really, really excited to bring it up here. And part of the reason why is following the Vietnam War, there was a lot of disassociation from different people that served in the wall. Very few benefits available for them, and you still feel families are disconnected over that. Mm-hmm. So even while we're in town and we're working on it, even just bystanders walking by are moved to tears with the thought that it could be coming up into such an area that is so disconnected typically from that, and even from people who serve. And so what we find is a lot of dependents, a lot of children that are even in their 40s and bringing their grandchildren. And it's a lot of education exposure for communities that have really never heard much about this. So it provides an opportunity for healing and to connect with the community.
But there's still a strong veterans presence here in Sonoma County. We know that every year with the Memorial Day and Veterans Day especially.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We have so many people that have served and are serving. But in California and in Northern California as well, they really fly under the radar. Mm-hmm. And they aren't necessarily seen in the community as much as other places. So we're doing our due diligence to make sure that they have this opportunity brought to them to provide them with some healing.
It's very glad to have that that kind of thing here. And, I've been to the wall myself when I was, unfortunately, it was a part of a school tour. And it was a very solemn thing for me to kind of just come across and just read the names, just even taking the time to read them one by one. And it's just to imagine just, you know, how many names I didn't get to is, it's very, kind of gut-wrenching a little bit.
Absolutely. And David's done a great job about providing information at the wall for our local veterans that mm-hmm. served and passed in that war. So when people come, they get to be connected to their communities, whose families a lot of times still live here. And so there'll be a program that has that information about who from our area served. And so that's a great opportunity.
David, maybe you know a bit more about this, but why was Windsor selected?
I live there.
Okay. All right, a little favoritism there.
Yes, I thought that we would love to have it on the town green in Windsor.
Okay.
And I went out there and measured and exactly enough footage, but the people who control the wall thought it was too busy to be on the green because it is so solemn, and so we were lucky to find the Wilson Ranch Soccer Park, Parks and Recreation, the town of Windsor. They are backing us 100%, and they are really being good. There are 58 names on mm-hmm. the wall from Sonoma County.
58?
58.
They'll be on
this wall also.
Yeah. On this wall also. Oh, okay.
This is an exact replica. Okay. Every name that's on the wall in Washington is on the wall that's coming to Windsor.
It's just a bit smaller. Okay.
Right.
What's the education center like that's also coming with it?
The education center is the truck that it comes in. It comes in a 53-footer, and it's right now it's in Southern California, Belmont, I think, to be exact. the truck opens up, and it is a museum effect. Mm-hmm. It has all kinds of memorabilia on it. There are two gentlemen that will be traveling with the wall, and they will be teaching our veterans what to do and teaching the students. We've invited every school in the county. We're having problems getting them there because it's spring break time, ski week time.
Oh, boy.
Education is the most important thing. I served in Vietnam in 1964, and I didn't know, or my ship, we didn't know about all this stuff that was going on in back on the mainland. I was being transferred from one carrier to another, and I met them in San Francisco. In Halloween of 1965, I went into the city, and I was wearing my uniform, and people were screaming at me and spitting at us. And when we came home, it was really traumatic. We were doing our jobs. That's what we were doing.
It's unfortunate, really, that that kind of thing just happens. It kind of gets a, whether or not, whatever you think of the war, it kind of gets carried over to the soldiers, and it's very unfortunate when that happens. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that that kind of happens still today, or is it less so?
I'll rally in on this one from being an OIF-OEF veteran, and my father was a Vietnam veteran. Mm-hmm. So my father really completely disassociated after the war. He didn't want to be associated with any other veterans until I served. OIF, OEF generation, definitely there's still that disassociation present. And even though you see so much recognition in the public today, a lot of times, you know, they're doing statistics and it takes 5 to 10 years following getting out to even start sort of reconnecting. So yeah, that is present. And I have to say, Windsor, Town of Windsor does a fantastic job with their Hometown Heroes banner program. Mm-hmm. And so they have always been supportive about having that baton pass from while a person is serving and being associated with their families to when they're getting out, so that the veterans are there in the community. So as soon as they're getting out, we say, we've got you, jobs, housing. So that's the important part, is communities doing their job in order to receive them after they're done.
It's very good. It's very good.
As you know, Daniel, I was just going to be a lump in the wall, on the log here. But I wanted to inject my own personal...
You're never a lump, Claudio.
Anyway, I did serve in Vietnam in 1969. Mm-hmm. When I graduated from my boot camp, I didn't go ahead to infantry training with my platoon. I was held back because of my career, where they did not know what I was going to do. So I thought, when the wall was coming, I thought, well... I saw my yearbook, opened up my yearbook, and looked through it, and now I'm curious to see who's still around, because, you know, because these guys went to Vietnam. Mm-hmm. Probably 100% of them went to Vietnam, like mm-hmm. I did, and it brings up my curiosity. It's mm-hmm. going to be hard, and I believe we're going to have counseling there mm-hmm. on site. Mm-hmm.
That's one of the great parts, is that we'll have resourcing available right mm-hmm. there on site for people.
Well, that is great. And there's also a call for need for volunteers, correct?
Absolutely. Yes. And just to highlight this is totally a community-supported event. So it's not only volunteers from, you know, we stand to watch as veterans. I encourage you to reach out to us on the Facebook, The Wall That Heals, Russian River Post 768, but also even in volunteering to coordinate food for the volunteers, right? So you can take over and volunteer for a shift of bringing snacks or food for those volunteers that are literally standing the watch while the wall gets to be here. So all of that is just a donation of time and person.
And while
go ahead. The watch is not just a few hours. Mm-hmm. The watch is 24 hours a day, starting on Wednesday at 4 till Sunday afternoon at 3. I will be out there probably in the middle of the night a lot of times.
Well, I hope to greet you out there when it does come. Maybe not in the middle of the night.
Right. We'd love to see you, and we're really excited.
We're excited that
about
you're
the
supporting.
Tours for kids, mm-hmm. too, because it'll be great.
Okay. And it's free to get in, and you can see it any time?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It is open 24 hours a day. It's on the corner of Mitchell Lane and Cameron Drive in Windsor, near the new Russian River Brewery.
And we have a ceremony.
We have a ceremony on Thursday. We're having what's called a soft opening. Mm-hmm. We are going to post the colors. We are going to put out a POW section. We are going to lay a wreath, and we have a couple speeches. We are not into speeches. We are keeping them at a minimum. And we were supposed to have a helicopter brought over from the Air Museum that was in Vietnam.
And then on Saturday we have a large...
Saturday is the big service. We have a Gold Star widow who is going to speak, and we have a gentleman by the name of Gary Greenhow, who is a Vietnam veteran like I was. He was on the USS Ranger. I was on the USS Midway and Oriskany, but he is going to speak on Saturday.
Well, that's it sounds like a whole lot of a very solemn occasion, very solemn time. Thank you all for coming
one more
in here.
Thing, Daniel.
Go ahead.
That's also Vietnam Veterans Day for the
Saturday.
Memorial.
Yeah, Saturday.
Mm. And one more thing. On Friday evening, the Windsor Youth Choir is going to come at 6 o'clock and do some military singing, and we do have a bagpiper, and we have taps, and we have everything that we can think of.
And again, they can find more information on that at The Wall That Heals on Facebook, mm-hmm. Russian River Post 768 in Windsor. So thank you very much for having us, David.
It's a pleasure having you in. Julia, David, and Claudio, thank you for your time, and of course, thank you all for your service as well.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you.
That is David Kahn, Julia Sutton, and Claudio Calvo, my good friend there, talking about The Wall That Heals. It's coming to Sonoma County, more specifically Windsor, starting on March 28th.